Hello again and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. I'm Rod Hampton, bringing you more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. And here are the stories for this week.
Hello, I'm Juliana Smoke. Today we're going to talk with a missionary who has autism, but doesn't allow his challenges to stop him from obeying God's call on his life.
I'm John Graham, and there's a whole new VeggieTales experience coming your way on Netflix. Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber will be joining us on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson. In this half hour, we talk with Dr. Richard Blackaby about his new book, The Seasons of God, and how knowing these seasons helps us live our lives with purpose.
I'm Myrna Brown. They just released their second musical project, A Conversation with For King and Country.
Also today, the journey of a church planter to Denver, Colorado on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. Our first story today on Life with Purpose Radio is from Juliana Smoke. She brings us the unique ministry of an autistic volunteer missionary in Japan.
Stephen Kunkel is a 24-year-old volunteer missionary to Japan. When he was 13 years old, he was diagnosed with autism, a developmental brain disorder causing problems in communication, behavior, and social interaction. Yet, this did not stop Stephen from answering God's call on his life to take the gospel to the people of Japan. Stephen is here with us today, all the way from Japan, to tell us his faith journey and what the Lord is doing through him in Japan. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you very much, Juliana. It's been a pleasure for me to be a part of the interview, and glory to God for everything of what he has done in my life.
Amen. Now, your parents are International Mission Board missionaries to Paraguay. Did your parents always tell you that the Lord had a purpose for your life?
Actually, they did. When I was diagnosed with autism, the doctor said that I was not going to be a grown-up person with a disability. But my parents told me that God has a special plan.
Amen. So, yes. And tell me about when the Lord first called you to mission work.
Well, it started when I was 15 years old, and that during that time, I was wondering what I was going to do in my future as an adult. One day, I had a dream, and the dream was that I was going to go to a far country to meet special people and have a special purpose. And later when I got up, I talked to my parents about it, and my parents said that maybe God is calling you to be a missionary to Japan. When I heard that, at first, I was nervous to become a missionary. But many months later, I realized that the Lord wanted me to become a missionary to Japan because he told me that in a dream.
Now, with autism, it makes it difficult to learn other languages, but this didn't stop you, did it?
It had not, because when I was starting to learn the language that God called me, which is Japanese, I knew it was hard for me to pronounce the language. And even some of my friends were telling me that Japanese or other languages are too hard for you to speak the language. But it has never stopped me because I knew that the Lord had a big plan in my life.
And I can just hear that you have such a love and a passion for the people of Japan. Tell me about that passion.
Well, when I was called by a missionary to Japan during the year 2005, I was looking at the rate of the Japanese people. And when I saw that the rate of Christianity was less than 1%, I got very troubled and burdened that the Lord has touched my heart to study the language even more. And also because of the great lostness and the great addictions and the great religions that were blinding people to go to a path that they will never return, I was heavily burdened that I started to learn the language and know the culture and the people.
Wow. Wow. So tell me about the work the Lord is doing through you in Japan.
Well, I work in a Filipino-Japanese church called Jesus the Gospel International, and I work as an evangelist, a translator, a keyboard, and a cartoonist. And what I usually do is I translate for the Filipino and Japanese pastors who are working to bring Japanese people to Jesus. And what I also do is I draw Japanese cartoons, and I use them as tracks to give to children and teenagers throughout the street to bring them to Jesus.
Wow, what an amazing work you're doing there. Do you have a scripture that you would say is your life scripture?
I actually do. The number one scripture that I have is Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And the other scripture is Judges 6:12, which is, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior.
What great scriptures. And what would you say to someone who might feel that they are not quick enough or pretty enough or smart enough to be used by God?
Well, what I would encourage them to do is that whenever they think that they are down or not able to do anything, I would encourage them to never give up. Always look on the Lord and always see Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Because through Jesus, we are once nothing to be something. Because it's only through Jesus that we can be something.
We've been speaking with Stephen Kunkel, volunteer missionary to Japan. Stephen, I just so much appreciate you taking the time to speak with us today and to remind us that the Lord has a plan for all of our lives.
Praise God, and to God be the glory. And I just continue praying that God would bring other missionaries to fulfill the unfinished task.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio.
I was not really living my life. I was absent. I wasn't there for anyone, especially my kids. Jack's science project, he asked me to help. I don't even know what it's due or if he did it.
If you or someone you know has a drug or alcohol problem, recovery is the solution.
Through treatment, I'm living my life every day.
Can you check my homework, Dad?
Already did.
Call Penfield Christian Homes for Men. Toll free, 866-KICK-DRUGS. That's 1-866-KICK-DRUGS.
Thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio, the popular video series that presents meaningful life lessons with faith-based values, you know as VeggieTales. And it's about to take over Netflix with In the House. And John Graham has Bob and Larry on today's Culture Connection.
Well, we have had Mike Naraki from VeggieTales a few times on the show, and we've had Phil Vischer a few times as well. But we are making Culture Connection history today by having both Mike and Phil, or Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber, as they are more widely known, at the same time. Welcome, guys.
Ta-da!
No way.
Welcome!
Son, John, this is great.
I wanted to hear both of the vegetables at the same time, but I'm informed that Mike is a little under the weather, so...
My squeaker is broken. Hello! That's as much Larry's I can muster right now.
Can we hear from Bob?
Hi, kids. I'm Bob the Tomato, and I'm perfectly functional.
Great. VeggieTales is about to get a totally new look and all kind of new stuff happening. Tell me about VeggieTales in the House.
Yeah, VeggieTales in the House is a new series. They're 11-minute shorts. They're making a whole mess of them. Mike and I have been in the booth like once a week for the last 9 months recording scripts, and they're 11-minute shorts that are going onto Netflix. And basically, the idea was it was created by a friend of ours, a guy named Doug Tenaple, who's a Christian in Hollywood and has been making kids programming for years. And the idea was start the show where Bob and Larry say goodnight on the countertop, and then they have a whole world. Basically, all the characters live in that kitchen where the countertop is. They all have little apartments, little houses. They drive around cars. They have pets. The dogs are little olives that run around barking. And it's a whole world that's built inside the house, and that's why it's called VeggieTales in the House. So it's the same biblical values. There's an original song in every 11-minute episode. There's a lesson in every 11-minute episode. But it's more like little TV episodes like Tom and Jerry, as opposed to the DVDs, which are much more like little movies. And it's the first four or five episodes, I think, come out on Netflix this Thanksgiving.
That's outstanding. Now, does this open up opportunities for other storytelling than you've done in the past, Mike? I mean, is it...
It's much more sitcom-based. You know, with the DVDs, which we're continuing the production of, so this will exist alongside of the DVDs, but yeah, it's much more, cartoony and slapstick. Of course, as Phil mentioned, each one of them still contains a value, but it'll be more like cartoons that kids are used to watching short form.
Now, you all have, you're releasing this around Thanksgiving. I understand Bob and Larry have a holiday hotline. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's super cool. It's holiday cooking recipes and scripture verses and corny vegetable jokes. so kids can call. It's a free 800 number. It's 844-2-VEGGIES. And we understand it's online now, so kids can dial it, of course, with their parents' permission. But it's just a fun little way to interact with Bob and Larry for the holiday season.
You mentioned this is going to be only on Netflix. Why did you guys choose to go that route?
Well, Netflix has really stepped up as a big buyer of new shows. So the question when you want to do a show is obviously, how do we pay for this? And Netflix has 30 million families subscribing, and they were excited enough about the faith audience to say, hey, we want to actually invest some money in the faith audience and see how this goes. So it's really going to be a great experiment to see, you know, with so many families that have Netflix, not only in their on their TVs at home, but on their phones, on their iPads, you know, wherever they are, the ability to give your kid, you know, if you're waiting in the doctor's office, give them your phone and they can watch an 11-minute VeggieTales story that they've never seen before, I think is just going to be a great experiment. You know, and if we show Netflix that, yeah, families of faith actually want this sort of thing, they'll step up, you know, and fund more of it, which would be really great for all Christian storytellers.
Absolutely. That's outstanding. Now, you guys have been partners on this little venture called VeggieTales for how many years now?
100
Wow. Well, you know, we celebrate, VeggieTales celebrates its 21st anniversary this this Christmas with the release of Where's God When I'm Scared back in 1993. You know, the plan was just to recognize the need that, you know, parents were looking for stories to help pass biblical values onto their kids. And, you know, so I think that was the big idea at the beginning.
That was a goal, yes.
Yeah, and the cool thing is with stories, I mean, I think, you know, we're all hardwired, especially kids, for stories and, you know, so much of how we view the world and our beliefs, you know, come through the stories that we see. And so we just want to continue telling stories that remind kids that God made them special and he loves them very much, and that, you know, there is a God who created them and loves them and has a plan for their lives. And so, you know, we just want to be a part of all of that.
Well, thank you guys so much for being with us, and we wish you continued incredible success and look forward to having you back.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
much, John.
Really appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
All right. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
Every week on Life with Purpose Radio, we present stories of people living their lives with purpose and stories of caring Christians around the world. And as you hear the stories, we hope that you are inspired to live your life with purpose. It's always good to hear from you, our listeners. Give us your comments about today's program, maybe your story suggestions, or if you need to get more information on today's stories, you can always email us, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio or Facebook/LWP Radio. Once again, that's LWP Radio for both Facebook and Twitter. Hope you'll join our community today. And by the way, our free book offer still stands. We have a hardback edition of Words of Life. It's a great devotional book from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. One more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. And it's yours absolutely free just for being a listener to the program. Our way of saying thank you. Well, let's get back to our stories now. Myrna?
Thanks, Rod. They're married now, one's a daddy, and they just released their second musical project, For King and Country, coming up.
All right. Also ahead is the journey of a church planter and family from Jackson, Tennessee to Denver, Colorado on our Missionary Moments. But before that, Life with Purpose Radio's Ron Lawson gets us the story of the seasons of God.
In Ecclesiastes, we read, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a leader about a book that gives valuable lessons in how the seasons of our lives give opportunity to live our lives with purpose. Let's listen.
I'm so glad today to be speaking with Richard Blackaby, a pastor, renowned author, former seminary president, and now president of Blackaby Ministries International. Richard, thank you for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
It's great to be with you.
We love you and appreciate you and your family. And, of course, we've followed the accomplishments of the Blackaby family through the years, and we know your dad very well, Henry Blackaby, who had so much influence that continues, really, through the Experiencing God books and materials used by so many churches of varying denominations across the country. And we want to talk to you today on Life with Purpose Radio about a new book that you've recently released. But first of all, I wonder if you might tell our listening audience a little bit about Blackaby Ministries International.
Well, as you mentioned, my father, Henry, wrote Experiencing God in 1990, and it just was explosive in its impact on the Christian community as people began to realize that they had known about God, they had been attending church, but they had not really been experiencing him. And it just thrust my father onto the international stage of helping leaders of every level to know how to experience God. And out of that, my father retired from his denominational work but was swamped with requests just to continue to help people and walk with Christian CEOs and pastors and denominational leaders. And so we formed Blackaby Ministries International, and today I'm the president of it, so I guess that makes me my father's boss. But I'm privileged of traveling around the world, speaking with him and in various places. At whatever level that people are in, we spend our time full-time just helping people to know how to experience God where they are, where they live, and where they work.
We're very excited, Richard, about the influence that God has allowed you and your dad and other members of your family to have for the kingdom of God. And we just continue to pray that will continue to flourish and to increase in the years to come. Recently, we were blessed to have you speak to our staff gathering and give us a glimpse of your book, The Seasons of God. Looking at the jacket on that book, it says how the shifting patterns of your life reveal his purposes for you. You know, that's right in sync with this program, Life with Purpose Radio. I wonder if you might just share with us what inspired you to write this book, The Seasons of God.
Well, it's unlike any book I've been a part of before, and it really was inspired as I read Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season, and I began to really meditate upon that and realize that just as there are the four seasons we're familiar with here in North America, with spring and summer and autumn and winter, so that's the way God has designed nature. Nature doesn't stay the same. It's continually changing. But for every season, there's a purpose. There's certain things God wants to accomplish. And I began to look at our lives personally and to realize that likewise, there are spring times that we face in life where God initiates something new. And there are summer times where you just have to roll up your sleeves and just work hard and mature and grow and develop and acquire skills. And then there are times where there's autumn, where there's a harvest time, and you may be promoted to management. You might be made captain of your little league team. There's just any number of different moments in your life where you feel like all the things God's been developing in your life have now culminated, and it's like you're in your sweet spot in life at that moment. But then inevitably, just like in nature, winter sets in. You might have had the most wonderful harvest time on your farm, but you know that winter's coming and things are going to decline, things will come to an end. And likewise in life, it could be that you get laid off your job, it could be that your spouse dies, it could be that your last child leaves you into an empty nest, and you just know that a particular stage of your life is now drawn to an end. And when you begin to look at those different seasons and the purposes for each one, it really begins to help make sense in your life, because sometimes things happen in our life and we don't have any perspective on them. We're wondering, why did I get laid off my job? Or why is it that it just seems like raising these kids is so much work right now? Or I keep laboring at my church, but I'm not seeing a harvest. But you have to understand the seasons. And if you're in a summertime, you don't expect a harvest right then. You just know to keep working hard. And if you're in a harvest time, you know it's not going to last forever. You know that winter eventually will set in. And likewise, I would just say if you're in a winter season where maybe you've lost a loved one or you've lost a job, it can be really discouraging sometimes, but you have to know from the way God designed this earth that no matter how bitter your winter may be, there's always going to be another springtime. And so as I have been teaching this in various settings around the world, it just seems to resonate with people, and so many have come to me and said, you know, for the first time, some of my life has made sense, and I see there is a purpose, and I've got hope.
It does resonate with people, Richard, and, you know, it's such a profound concept that as you were teaching this to our staff, I'm sitting there thinking, why didn't I think of that? It's one of those great, impactful thoughts that comes to you from the Lord, and we're familiar with Ecclesiastes, we read the scriptures, and I don't know always how particularly that is to be applied to our lives, but your book really opens up the concept, the understanding of the seasons of life.
Just know that wherever you are in life at the moment, that's not the end of the story. And there's always, with God, there's always more. There's always something coming. And that's why Christians have hope, because there's always something more with God.
Yes, absolutely. I've been talking with Richard Blackaby, president of Blackaby International Ministries, about his new book, The Seasons of God. I want to commend it to you for your reading. As our listening audience, I think that you'll find it to be very helpful, very inspiring, and very encouraging. Richard, thank you for responding to God's call upon your life and for your work in ministry. And we're praying for you and for your dad and for all of your family. And we appreciate you being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Well, it's my pleasure to be with you. And I pray all of your listeners today to see how beautiful this day is in God's perfect timing in their life.
Amen. Thank you so much, Richard.
For more information on the book, The Seasons of God, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Life with Purpose Radio's Myrna Brown recently had an opportunity to catch up with the brother duo of For King and Country, and she gets us up to date on their latest music and life journey.
Inside your head, you got a voice that sounds. You won't get past this one. You won't win your freedom. It's like a constant war.
The last time we spoke with the brothers from For King and Country, they had just released their debut album, and both were single and eligible. Today, they're about to release their second music project, and both are happily married, as you can tell from the laugh, the giggle there. And one of them, in fact, is a daddy. So joining me now on Life with Purpose Radio is Joel from King and Country. Hi there, Joel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, Joel, I can call you a husband, I can call you an uncle, but I can't call you a daddy. Not yet, right?
No, you can't. Not quite yet. My wife and I just got married. It's our 1 year, 1 month, and 13-day wedding anniversary today.
Oh, look who's counting, and congratulations!
Yes.
Luke is the father, right? He's the new daddy.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
And we'll come back. I want to ask you one other thing about Luke, but you come from a musical family. We want everybody to know who your sister is.
Her stage name is Rebecca St. James.
I want to circle back and ask you about Luke. He also had some health challenges, and we just want to know how he's doing.
If you can picture it, we were out on the road in a van and trailer tour across America. He'd just been diagnosed with this digestive disorder. Luke's wife was out on the road with his court, and she was 7 months pregnant at the time. They were trying to buy a house, and that was going sideways, and I was walking through some personal troubles. And to top it off, he started feeling ill. In the middle of the mayhem, you know, naturally as musicians, we wrote a song and we asked ourselves some serious questions as far as who are we as men and as musicians? Why are we here? What are we trying to say through all of this? And we came up with a list of sorts: to love like we're not scared and give when it's not fair, to live life for another and take time for a brother, to fight for the weak ones and speak out for freedom, to find faith in the battle and stand tall. But above all of those really good things, that we would set our eyes, or fix our eyes, if you will, on the best thing, that we would fix our eyes on Jesus Christ. And I'm pleased to share that he's doing better now. Prayers are still absolutely appreciated and asked for.
Yes, definitely. And you mentioned the song that came from those experiences, and it's off of the new project, Run Wild, Live Free, and Love Strong. What a title, Joel.
Run Wild. Often if you hear that phrase on its own, you think of like the liberty to do whatever you want, whenever you want, wherever you want. I would rather Run Wild was actually sparked from a moment that Luke had with his son, who, you know, was it when we were writing the song, was right in between crawling and walking. And Luke just looked at him and thought, man, here's a boy who is uninhibited, who has complete trust in his parents, and is just living, is just running wild and just kind of exploring his world. And we kind of metaphorically took that and ran with it and asked ourselves, what would it be like if we adopted that as adults? And that's where, you know, Live Free was kind of born out of as well. It's not the opportunity to break rules or not have rules in life. On the contrary, it's living in accordance with the God, you know, who conceived you. And then finally, Love Strong, which is arguably probably the most important statement of the trio. And that is, you know, we love strong because we were first loved. You got me thinking,
you call this new project very quickly a musical journey of the last 3 years of your life. Where does mission work fit in?
I have been, you know, I've been to El Salvador, I've been to Bolivia, to Peru, Ecuador and a few places even in the States on quote-unquote mission trips. But the beauty of the band pertaining to mission is that it's really built into the name, you know, for king and country. Why do we do music for king and country? What's our mission? Mission is to impact culture and give music to and honor our king and our country. Mm-hmm. And we sort of filter everything through that lens. Look at the last words he said on the earth.
That's right.
Go make disciples of all nations.
Absolutely. Why he left us here. Joel, it has been such a pleasure talking with you. The new project is Run Wild, Live Free, and Love Strong. Really enjoyed the conversation.
You as well, dear. And pass on my, on behalf of Luke and I, our appreciation to the rest of the team for all you guys are doing.
Oh, amen. Thank you. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Denver, Colorado, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Jackson, Tennessee has been an amazing city for us to live in. We have so many photographs and fun memories, and the scariest thing is walking away from friends who have been there for us. But I think that without risk, our faith will not flourish.
We love you, we thank God for you, and we pray for you always.
I have served as senior pastor at Inglewood since April of 2007, but we're preparing to relocate our family to Denver, Colorado. And having our send-off service last night was a little bit of a gut check. I mean, they made it so hard for us to leave.
I wanted to say how much you guys meant to me.
I mean, so many resources, such a wide influence. I could definitely see myself there for decades. But several months ago, the Lord took us to the place where he asked us the question, are you willing to walk away from everything you know to put your whole lives in my hands? One of the things we noticed in Denver was how the body of Christ is there, but it's few and it's scattered. And I know very little about church planting other than what I've read in the book of Acts. And so I think it's going to take me some time to figure it out. I think I'm going to do a lot of trial and error. I think I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. But we're prepared to do whatever it takes. We have visions of our children being in our home in Denver, listening to us, pray that God would bring a church from us and through us. And the dream that gets me so fired up is to know what will happen in their lives as a result of watching mom and dad leave everything that's comfortable to a place where we will have to completely depend on God. So we're thinking legacy here as we leave Inglewood.
For more information about North American and international missionaries, just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com and follow the links under today's program date. On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. We hope the stories you've heard today have inspired you to live life with purpose. You heard about autistic ministry in Japan, VeggieTales in the House, Richard Blackaby's The Seasons of God, For King and Country, and church planner Ben Mandrell in Denver, Colorado. Hey, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and Agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.